Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, June 24th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. The Raspberry Pi Foundation announced the Raspberry Pi 4, now available. It has a faster system on a chip than previous models, and the processor now uses the Cortex A72 architecture, quad-core 64-bit ARM V8 at 1.5 GHz. The Pi 4 supports H.265 hardware video, and for the first time, you can buy models with either 2 gigs or 4 gigs of RAM if you want more memory over the 1 gigabyte base model. Memory transfer speed should improve after the foundation switched from LPDDR2 to LPDDR4. Gigabit Ethernet replaces Ethernet over USB 2.0. There are now two USB 3.0 ports and two USB 2.0 ports, and a USB-C port for the power brick. Bluetooth 5.0 is now supported, and two micro HDMI ports replace the full-size HDMI port. The base model still costs $35, the 2GB RAM model costs $45, and the 4GB RAM model $55. Market research firm ICS Market tells Forbes that Microsoft's upcoming Surface device will be ready in the first half of 2020 and may support both Android apps and Apple's iCloud. The new Surface could have two 9-inch screens and a 4.3 aspect ratio and run the Windows Lite OS. The device reportedly will have Intel's 10-nanometer Lakefield processor and have always-on connectivity via LTE or 5G. No pricing info as of yet. California Governor Gavin Newsom said in an Axios on HBO interview that Google, Facebook, and other big tech companies based in the state will be steamrolled by new regulations on the state and federal level and need new restrictions on content. Newsom didn't say that he thought Facebook and Google should be broken up, but he did say, quote, "Technology is playing a bigger role, I would argue, than globalization. It's going to get exponentially worse." Newsom supports forcing data dividends that would require tech companies to pay California residents for money they make off selling their data, but didn't say how much those dividends should be. Samsung launched a new SmartThings cam for $89.99 that captures full HD video with HDR, IR for night vision, two-way audio, can detect people, and has a 145-degree field of view. It offers 24 hours of free cloud storage backup for up to 4 cameras and offers 30-day backups for up to 8 cameras for $7.99 per month or $79.99 per year. Samsung also announced a $17.99 SmartThings Wi-Fi smart plug and a $9.99 SmartThings smart bulb. All three are available today to use within the SmartThings ecosystem. The cam and smart plug can be used with or without a SmartThings hub. The smart bulb uses Zigbee 3.0 and needs a hub to connect. The devices work with Amazon's Assistant, Google Assistant, and Samsung's own Bixby Voice Assistant. Microsoft is updating its Flight Simulator X app for the first time since 2006. Earlier this month, the company said that people will be able to play it using Xbox Game Pass starting sometime next year. Back in 2007, Microsoft issued an expansion pack for Flight Sim, and in 2012 released a spinoff called Microsoft Flight. It came to Valve Steam in 2014. No pricing on the updated sim yet, but Microsoft said on the Flight Simulator website that it wants contributors from outside developers. Google announced it's expanding its digital safety and citizenship curriculum for children, Be Internet Awesome, to now include media literacy. This focuses on identifying fake news and other false content, how to avoid phishing attacks, what bots are, and how to verify when information and sources might not be credible, such as fake URLs. Google says the new curriculum is available online for both teachers and families to use. Courses are offered in English, Spanish, and 8 other languages. DoorDash beat Grubhub in U.S. monthly sales for the first time in May, according to research firm Second Measure. DoorDash also overtook Grubhub in online food delivery market share overall. Grubhub reported $1.5 billion in gross food sales in Q1, which is up 21% from the same period a year earlier. The company also reported 19.3 million active diners, also up 28% from the first quarter of 2018. DoorDash works a little differently. It hires independent contractors to deliver on-demand orders from restaurants. Most of Grubhub's orders are completed by delivery people employed by restaurants, not Grubhub itself. DoorDash also offers $9.99 per month subscriptions for free delivery and reduced service fees on orders over $15 from partnering restaurants. And finally, in case you missed it, Google is shutting down Hangouts On Air, which allows broadcasting a group video live over the internet, and plans to shut it down sometime later this year. Hangouts On Air is different from Google Hangouts, which is also shutting down sometime in the future. Google's message about the impending shutdown points people to youtube.com/webcam, but that page is only for a single person on a local webcam, not group video chat. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.